I hold it in until no.
All right, hold up. But
no, I'm letting you. You hear me first.
All right, go ahead.
My problem is I've always let people talk shit to me, and then I like take it as a joke. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then after a while, if it builds up, I let it build up, and then I want to go after. Like, I let it build up so high to where I fucking.
You do or die?
No, I don't do or die. I'm just like, I get really.
Until you crash.
Yes.
You get so overwhelmed
and worked up over something
that you can't control all the time. Or maybe you can control it.
I can control it. But I let them fuck with me so hard for a while to where it builds up. And then I'm just like, no way, motherfucker. And then I get in the zone and I'm like, listen here, if you're going to talk to me like that, if you have a problem with me, is this me?
Yeah, just keep talking. Come on.
Well, you're going to let me hear how shitty I sound.
No, that's okay. Just keep talking, being yourself.
No, I'm saying I'm the nicest human being you'll ever meet, but if someone crosses the line with me, I get aggressive and I sound like an asshole. But I'm really not an asshole as a person. I have a heart of fucking gold.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't make everybody happy anyway. But, and I know that you don't like the fact that for some reason your buddy was calling and asking about your parents, and that is a strange thing to do. But you just can't get, you can't let any kind of emotions other than your focus get in your way.
It's curiosity. It's not even bothering. It's like, why?
Why even bring it to me?
Why are you so invested in what my parents do every time we fucking talk?
Well, just like I said, just like if you told me you saw Veronica with another guy at a restaurant, I would get upset if you called me and was like, hey, Nathan, guess who I just saw? Yeah, I saw Veronica with some other dude.
I was smarter than that.
Like that would upset me, and that's upset a lot of guys. That's like a bro code no-go. You know, like a...
You cannot do that.
That is one thing you just can't do.
Ever. That'll ruin a friendship.
Yeah, I mean, because that... You know, it's just... That hits the heart. You know, and it's just like...
So you're really going to fucking tell me that?
You know, but see, that's where you have to realize that everybody makes mistakes. We are only human beings.
We are.
And that's why you shouldn't put so much expectations on other humans when you know that you're going through the same battle as they are. It might be a different way, but it's the same battle because we're all fighting our own personal battle in our life. And when we open our eyes and see what's right in front of our face is only when we will realize true happiness. I mean, it's right there, brother.
You're right.
You just got to be yourself. You got to be real.
I've always been myself.
I mean, you know, and that's it. Being real is such a good, I love that.
I never had a problem with that.
That's a great definition for what you need to be in life. I mean, to be real, that is everything. People want to talk to real people, just like our father's generations, just like our father's father. It's like we can never break into their bro code because we never were. We're not the same age as them. Yeah. It's just like different.
We're not their prototype.
Exactly. And as much as we try to impress, live up to their expectations and not use what we have at our fingertips. I mean, then we're going to just keep living in the dark. You know, you gotta try to broaden your mind. You gotta use your energy in the right ways. You got to focus it in a direction that's going to better you. And listening, yeah, and waking up and, you know, praying and meditating is very important, plus exercise. But if you're not doing that, you need to at least be listening to 30 minutes to an hour of positive speeches and motivation, something that really motivates you.
Yeah,
and there's so much online nowadays that for motivation and to get you going. I personally prefer YouTube videos because
I like Instagram,
and I also like Apple Music.
Words with Billions.
And I just type in motivational speeches, and they have several things on it.
Right.
I love that, and that's what I've been doing. It's been helping me. I have been reading the Bible as well, and I've been writing, and I've been doing everything I can to try to better. Oh, and I've been reading, and I've been blogging, and I've been doing things I'm not normally have done in the past, but it's helping me open every area of me
window
now
of your life.
Because I'm I'm doing it all now.
You're
I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm exercising, I'm working, and I'm
you're a father.
Yeah, and I'm broadening my horizons at all times, and I'm a father. That's just a bonus. Plus I have full custody. That's a double bonus. I've done well enough in life to be able to get full custody of my son. That's a blessing in itself. I mean, not many guys can say that. I mean, they don't get to enjoy their kid's kid or whatever as much as I do. I mean, now I have full custody. Now I can literally see my son day in, day out if I wanted to. But I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to let him. I mean, I believe it really does take a village to raise a child. And so I'm going to allow him to get out there and you know, and hang out with his other family. If they want to spend time with him, by all means, I want him to spend time with them as well.
The more the better. I learn more for him.
Well, this that he's their blood as well.
He came from Adam.
Yep. So, that's how I feel about all that. Just got to be real. That's pretty much what it all boils down to.
I think there's a song called I'm Real.
Yeah.
Way you want. Way you want.
All right, folks. This is Grant Beck here speaking with me tonight. It's a beautiful night under the stars. Me and Grant and a buddy of ours have been enjoying one another and been getting into some pretty deep conversation about life and the life in millennial, like within the millennial generation and the younger generations. You know, this is for you guys. This is real life stuff. I'm 31 years old. My buddy here, Grant, he's 25, right?
Yeah.
And we go way back. I mean, we're good buddies, even though I'm 6 years older than him. I mean, he's in the same generation I am now. I mean, you know, by that time, by the time you're 25, you're an adult, and he has the same type issues I did when I was his age. Although not saying that I don't still fight with some of the same things, you know. I mean, we get addicted to things in life, and they may be small addictions, they may be big addictions. It doesn't really matter. An addiction is an addiction, and you kind of know that in your own mind and heart what an addiction is when you're doing it, whether you want to open your eyes to it or not. There is a big difference between, you know,
being abstinent,
doing and trying to not to think about doing it. I mean, it's just like it's a strange concept. It's like a three-dimensional object, honestly.
It's like virtual reality.
It really is almost. Like, it's like, how do we think about it? And how do we handle when we get into a situation how to, you know, talk through it and understand that if you just continue to be yourself and just everything be real, then everything will work out. I mean, you do what God gave you. You live life. You handle situations the way you feel like they should be handled. You take time every day to meditate. You think the way you want to think. And make, that's the only way we can all come together and hear each other out. I mean, we don't need all of this politics, this craziness. And there's no point in any of that silliness. I mean, we are millennials. We live in a confused generation. Younger generations coming up. I don't know what you're called yet, but, you know, this is a good stepping stone for you to just kind of understand and try to realize some wisdom that may help you in the long run. And like, you'll learn it more quickly. It'll come to you quicker. The quicker you try to open your eyes and see what has been right in front of your face the whole time.
Google and YouTube, yeah, they got it, but there's more out there.
Well,
I'd say spirituality is the most important thing. If you can wake up in the morning and you see that sun come out, that will set the tone for the day every time.
It does. It does for sure. But
especially if you're on the water like we are.
You need to get to a point, though, that you can go to a place that you don't think about anything, though.
We are.
Do you get to that point?
I do.
You don't think about anything at all? Do you try to not think about anything at all?
Yes.
You make a conscious effort.
I had 88 days of learning that. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But did it really sink in all the way, you feel like?
I think so.
How do you know?
Because I can get to the point where I don't think about anything. And all I do is pray. And when I pray, I literally breathe so deep. Just like that.
Yeah.
To where I can't have any thoughts.
That's good, man. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You have learned. Good for you.
So if you breathe enough, deep like that, and you do it for about 5 minutes, nothing will be in your head.
It's crazy. You're right.
And when I see the water, it takes my mind off of everything.
That's awesome. That's beautiful, dude.
Just like when I get on the first tee of a golf course.
Really?
My mind leaves everywhere, and I'm all wrapped in to getting that ball in the hole.
From start to finish?
Yeah.
Like, you don't come out of it until the end?
No. I'm so into golf. When I tee off, that ball is going in the hole.
That's impressive. I remember that. Like having such a killer
instinct
to the point that it was just volatile.
Yeah. I went crazy, you know? Man. It made me lose myself. Hey, man, I lost myself.
We all struggle.
You know that song
with
by
that,
Eminem
though.
Called "Lose Yourself"?
We're bred, look, as Americans, as young millennials especially, we were bred to think like this. That's the issue with Americans. And I might be the first one to even admit it.
I'll admit it too.
But from what I've seen,
excuse my language, I was fucked up in
the
head.
Yeah, from what I've seen, millennials are just, we have our mind twisted.
I literally, if someone talked about my golf game in a harsh manner, I was ready to throw bows. I was ready to fight.
Yeah, man.
I'm 25 now. I was 20. And I was literally.
You were a beast from heaven.
No, I was not. But If someone saw some shit about my golf game, I was ready to
That
roll.
Was one thing you just didn't play with.
I just did not. Everything
Dude,
else,
that exercise tonight was like the best exercise I've had in a long time.
Sanity?
Dude, I was like killing
you
it.
Get shredded.
Did you not see how hard I was going even by the time y'all got there?
Yeah, I'm going to get in there tomorrow.
Dude, that stuff is the real deal, man. I mean, I felt like so good during that workout. And after it, man, it just felt good, even though my dang couch out here is wet now that since I've been sitting on it.
Oh, no.
But, oh, well, you know, it was worth it. It was a good time. I enjoyed our talk and, you know, and looking forward to many others in the future.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you for my listeners, and yeah, my name's Nathan Bennett. I live in Daphne, Alabama. I'm from Oxford, Alabama. I'm from the Oxford Anniston, Alabama, if you know where that is. I grew up about an hour northeast, more east than north of Birmingham, about an hour between Birmingham and Atlanta, right in the middle on I-10. That's where I grew up, and so I always am going to pay my respects to my hometown, and I've been living down here on the Gulf Coast for the past 8 years. I have a little boy. He's 2.5 years old. Yeah, I'm literally 5 minutes from the bay and about 30 minutes from the Gulf Coast. Yeah, oysters everywhere. It's a healthy place, good vibes, and an awesome culture, too. There's a lot of art walks that they have down this way and art shows. You should really check it out. It's a beautiful part of the state and of the United States. I'd suggest coming down to check out Fairhope, Alabama. And Baldwin County in itself is one of the fastest growing counties, if not the fastest in Alabama, and one of the fastest in the Southeast, possibly the fastest there as well. So if you haven't been down here, then I suggest check it out. And you're more than welcome to go to my website at natesellscoastalhomes.com. And you can subscribe there. I usually do an update every week or so, or a couple weeks. I keep my emails subscribers updated with the current market in different locations. If you ever want me to be more specific about your particular area, reach out to me by email or phone. I text just ask me about a certain area, and I will shoot over as much information as you can handle. If that's what you need, I'm providing a service, and I'm being real and just talking to you like a human being. And I would love to help you, and I'd love to get to know you. And I look forward to speaking with you guys later. Thanks, and have a great night.